Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
I'm delighted to be joined by Tomé Kakuli Duarte. Tomé, how have I done with that?
That's good.
Thank you. You are lecturer and director of research there at EnviroCore at SETU. And I just wanted to have a chat with you about the work that you do there. So first of all, welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
And secondly, will you tell me about EnviroCore?
EnviroCore is one of the 7 centres of research and enterprise. So the ending core stands for Centre of Research and Enterprise. So it's one of those 7 that were established when we used to be IT Carlo before joining our colleagues in Waterford. So now we're part of SETU. So as the name suggests, we are doing applied research that is mostly focusing on sustainability, and we provide strategic education, research and education to our students, promoting the sustainability of the environment. And at the same time, we have some kind of entrepreneurial twist. If you like, we try to cooperate with industry, and we try to always look for applied outcomes and tangible outcomes coming out of our research to promote the local and, why not, the national economy.
So in terms of your work then in climate action and sustainability, how important is the work that you do there at SETU?
It is very important because in 2 ways, I would say. First, the projects themselves, they are aligned with the UN Sustainable Development Goals in reducing hunger, providing sustainable food security, providing good healthy soil for this food security, water, safeguarding biodiversity, providing sustainable materials to get rid of plastics, looking out for invasive species. I'm just giving you a brief highlight, I suppose, of what we do. So the projects themselves, they have a focus very much so towards sustainability. Now, while we do the projects as well, we try also to apply sustainability in our day-to-day practice. Like when we order, for example, we try to have bulk orders to cut down the couriers coming and going for just one single item, for example. We're very cognizant of wasting. We try to avoid wasting at college, like with water, with electricity, with materials. So although we serve big projects like that with outcomes like that, in day-to-day activities, we try also to be as sustainable as possible.
So you're really living what you're studying there and what you're researching as well.
Exactly. What's the point of doing that, Edna? If we don't apply what we say, then we're not really true to ourselves first and then to society. Who actually funds what we do? Our research is mostly publicly funded. We also work with industry sometimes in certain projects. And again, industry is part of our society. So in a way, we need to be, you know, we can't just be preaching without applying what we preach for.
And Tomé, where did your love for the environment come from?
I was brought up on the mountains of Macedonia, which is the northern province of Greece. And from a very young age, I was blessed to have a father who was very much environmentally inclined. He used to be a forester, my dad. So we used to really roam the mountains, walking the dogs, you know, all these kinds of things. There was like no stone unturned by me. Literally, I was looking for insects and spiders. I was just so attracted to those invertebrates. I don't know why. And I ended up actually studying invertebrates later on in my career. So I was blessed, as I said, to be brought up in a very natural environment, very pristine, very much like Ireland, if you like. So that led me to study agriculture, because again, agriculture is also a sector of our society that works hand in hand with the environment. You can't take agriculture away from the environment. So while studying agriculture, I realized that some of the agricultural methods could actually be perfected to help the environment. So I then moved on to the UK to study biological control. That means controlling insects or other, I suppose, enemies of the plants in a way that is very sustainable and it doesn't poison the waters and leaves residues for the consumers or kills everything. So that's my specialization. I'm using nematodes, which are parasitic worms against insects, to kill the insects using the enemy of the enemy, if you like, without poisoning with toxic chemicals. And those nematodes are safe for pets and plants and humans, so it's all very sound. And I brought this expertise to Carlo many years ago, and I have a very vibrant research group around this area in nematology. But again, I shouldn't be talking all about me. There's loads of like-minded people in EnviroCore doing either bacterial work to clean up the environment or, like as I said, looking into natural resources to make sustainable materials.
I love that because your own upbringing has had a shape on the type of work that you do now.
And I love bumblebees. I was lucky to be called to a project to collaborate with Chagas in the past. They're very valuable animals, bumblebees, but I'm not a bumblebee expert, I have to say, but still, I did my toes, if you like, in the research area, and I have a much more appreciation now about those very useful animals, too.
So in terms of your work within the college, then, have you seen growth in the interest in climate action and sustainability in your time working with students?
Yes, I have, and that's a good thing because there are other like-minded lecturers and students and citizens of our community, if you like, who we got together. Must have been about 3 or 4 years ago that we established the Green Campus Group on the Kilkenny Road campus of ICTU now. We got together with Antashka and tried to get the green flag for our campus. We highlighted as a very big issue waste, and we tried to, educate everybody on the campus community to uptake more sustainable ways of managing a litter, managing our waste. And of course, we touch other areas like saving water, saving biodiversity in the college, and all these kinds of things. So we have our Green Campus now, which is, I suppose, the instrument in the college to represent all of us. And via this instrument, we do as many actions as we can to help sustainability on our campus. Now, you mentioned climate action because people don't link up, you see, the dots. They think, oh, she's talking about waste, what this has to do with climate action. But unfortunately, the way that our planet or our contact as a species on the planet has gone is that we have left our footprint very heavy on the planet, and many sectors of environmental research really lead to climate action. For example, if you consider waste and the waste is not managed properly before it goes to a landfill, that would have a very much impact with emissions that might have. And even if we want to burn it in incinerators, for example, that would have impact to climate change with emissions and things like that. So even the biologic control, I was telling you, I'm doing other projects, for example, with producing sustainable fertilizers. So all these things actually link to climate action. So the climate action necessity that we all have to engage with, I suppose, and try to do our bit, can be addressed by all of us as citizens in college and everywhere in towns, doing small actions. One thing that humanity does not realize, unfortunately, is the fact that although we have a very big impact negative, we can have a very positive impact if we all start doing small things. We are so big in numbers, and we don't realize the power we have, that if we all starting in our everyday life doing small actions, like walking more, cycling more, driving less, conserve water, using sustainable means in our gardening, all these kinds of things, if we all start doing them everywhere on the planet, there will be a big change. But people get disheartened, and you say, oh, what can we do now? Leave it, you know, and they don't do anything. And that's what the problem is, you know.
It's such an important message. Tomé, if people want to find out a little bit more about the work that you do in SETU within the EnviroCore project, where can they find more information?
Yes, we have a website, which is on the web, www.envirocore, ENVIRO, so the first part of the word environment, so enviro, and then one word, CORE, EnviroCore, like core, okay, which is the center of research and enterprise. It suited nicely, and the core is the core of something. It's a metaphor, really, but it means something as well for a college. So it's www.envirocore.ie. Say, I highlight our Renew to Cycle project is the one that makes sustainable fertilizer, part funded by Interreg Northwest Europe. We are required by our funding body to say these things. Again, this is public research. European citizens pay for us to do these things. So it's nice to call them out, to say we're making fertilizers out of organic waste. So we take waste management and we make fertilizers because the farmers are crying now. The fertilizer prices are so expensive at the moment. So we try to find solutions in a circular economy fashion. Okay, thank you so much, Edna, for this. I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much for your time, Tomé.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.